Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 132, Parking and the Main Gate at Epcot. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Hello and welcome to Memory 132 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, hello everyone and welcome back to the WDW Memories Podcast. And before we get started, I have some great news to share. I'm going to Walt Disney World. And even better than that, I leave in a week. Yeah, I know, short notice. But it's something we've kind of been talking about for years with my family and just never quite pulled it together. Up until December, I wasn't even sure if we were going to be going, and up until this last week, I wasn't sure how many days it would be. So the plans are really starting to settle in, and right now it looks like we're going to be at Walt Disney World Park some of every day between January 26th to 30. So if you're going to be in the parks then, send me a message via social media or the voicemail line. I'd love to say hi to you in the parks, but for now, let's go ahead and get back to starting our new memories in the park. We're finally ready to start the new day at Walt Disney World, and you guys chose to go back to Epcot from our trip in March of 2014. So personally, I'm glad to do something besides Magic Kingdom. Epcot is a great park and filled with many sounds that trigger such great memories. And this day we're going to be reliving is one filled with many firsts for us. It's not the kids' first day at Epcot, but it will be their first one that they probably remember. So it's a damp day in the first week of March. The weather is cool and cloudy. Some drizzles every now and then. A little bit of rain, potentially heavier rain coming. But so far it's holding off, and it might miss us altogether, we're thinking. The crowd calendar from touringplans.com predicts a 3 out of 10. Now, however, later we found out it played out to more like a 4 or a 5 out of 10. But at Epcot, that's still not too bad. But between the Lines app and some smart planning, we were able to negotiate the crowds pretty well. It's also Flower and Garden Festival at the parks, and this is kind of what drew us to it in the first place. We're really looking forward to seeing some of the beautiful flowers, but unfortunately the weather probably won't be conducive to great photos today. We'll pick up with the memory as we're arriving at the Epcot parking lot. It's minutes after park opening already, and the parking lot is still fairly empty. We'll pay, park in our spot, and begin unloading. Jackets and ponchos go on the bottom of the stroller, camera and tickets in hand, and we're finally off. We're so close, though, that it's no real need for a tram at this hour, and in just a few minutes we're getting through the bag check and into Epcot. We'll stay with the memory until we get our set of FastPass Plus for the day. The new system was recently implemented here at Epcot, and we're still not comfortable with how it works best for us. Did some reading on touringplans.com and kind of got an idea of what I needed to do. We'll finish up for our memory today as we are beginning to head towards our first attraction. So I like this park a lot. It's funny, of all the parks we're planning to go to on our upcoming trip, the kids are more excited about Epcot, it seems, than the Magic Kingdom. Now, they haven't been to Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom yet, so this could still change, but Epcot is a family favorite. I miss the regular music that is changed out during the Food and Wine Festival, all that background music, or in this case, the Flower and Garden Festival. But as you can hear, we're not letting anything dampen our spirits, including the rain. It should still be a lot of fun, and I look forward to sharing this day of memories with all of you. So as we begin our day at Epcot, do you have favorite things that you look forward to doing when you revisit? Are you excited for a specific memory as we're revisiting these? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help us move up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings and given me the opportunity to record an entire day. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we begin our day at Epcot and start some new memories.
Good morning. Thank you. No Disney smile there.
Hey, reporter.
No, I'm just amazed.
So what's the plan? You are going to stay for the fireworks tonight, but they are earlier? Is that the thing?
Everything's at 9. The park closes at 9.
Stay open as late as Magic Kingdom. Okay.
And the fireworks are at 9 o'clock. So.
And there's no playing afterwards.
That's
everything
the grand
shut
finale.
Down.
Everybody
yeah, and then boom, hey, go home.
Gotcha.
I see Spaceship Earth.
That big golf ball over there.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Oh, sure. Programmer to start calling it a golf ball already.
Well, it looks call it what it's supposed to be.
A geosphere.
Uh-huh. Look, there's a geosphere, Suze.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I see that big old ball.
You know why it's called a geosphere,
big old
right?
Ball. That's another name for it.
There you go. Big old ball. We'll go with big old ball.
That's better than the golf ball?
Yes.
I'm going to hurt your feelings, honey.
Yes, you are.
I see it here.
It's not a derogatory term.
I feel bad for the golf ball.
Oh, you're right, huh?
Everybody miscalls it all this time. It's so misunderstood.
It's like calling Larry a pickle.
Yes. I'm a cucumber.
Hey, that's good. We worked ourselves out to the end again.
There's a couple wheelchairs that we want.
Don't you think that's rather...
They didn't collect them apparently last night.
Don't you think that's rather a term of, that it should, that's a complimentary term to call it a golf ball? Popular as golf is? What seemed like that's doing it a favor. Elevating it in everybody's eyes.
It's really big. Oh, yeah.
It's a really cool golf ball.
That is hilarious.
What do you think? Is that the employee parking over yonder?
I know. Weird. Why are they?
I think that's the employees, yes, all the way out there.
Why they didn't fill this in here?
Because that's not the row they're working on.
Yeah, but it's not filled. Oh, yeah, it is.
Go to that one.
Okay, go someplace else.
Okay. Because apparently they said something.
Get a group together or something? I was going to say, I would want to...
They want me right here anyways. It's not like I'm being sent all the way down. Whoop. Sorry.
Michigan.
Yep, that's six. Where'd of them. You put them? They're in with the ponchos. No, I'm not bringing my coffee.
Did we take both of them?
We only took one last time, right? Yeah, because Mom's was the other one sitting on top. I haven't drank from mine. Do you want to just bring mine or do you care? Still.
Open it up, please. I've already got unclipped.
I don't have wheels. Can you get the wheels first? Susie, I want you to stay right here, okay? There's still cars driving around.
You stay under here so I don't get wet.
Well, they come off. Susie?
Where's Mikey? Okay. Look up, kiddos. Look up.
So, can I take my jacket and wad it up and put it way in there where it's not in the way?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to wear it? I'm wearing mine.
I'm wearing this, but I want to pick
and
it up.
Do you have your fleece?
I would like my fleece. We're not ready to leave, are we?
I can?
Yeah. Susie, we're not going to ride the monorail today, probably. Because we don't need to.
Should I get the jackets with the ponchos, or should I just get the ponchos out now? Are we going to pretty much be using them right away?
I was just going to put them in, put the whole thing underneath, and then when we need them, we need them.
Well, I'm still going to put the jackets, because I don't want them to get
wet. That's fine.
At least theirs.
Are they going to wear them? I'm going to wear them.
You're going to wear yours.
I'm going to put mine on. Oh, it's over there. What, the tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Dad tried to leave without the tickets.
Oh, he really did?
Yeah. If I hadn't asked him when he was out of the car, so he got the tickets.
Right. No, you're not bringing your umbrella, Mikey. No, you're not. Why did you... Are you putting their jackets on? Wants to go see some flowers. Might not be that great. Yep, put them in my wallet last night. Everybody got phones? You may just want to bring it just in case. It's not a bad thing. I mean, if Dad can stick it in his wallet. My wife gives me hers all the time. Because her pockets don't work.
Well, I did the other day. Ah. Back pockets work really good. Why would they have
worn those? Why would they? Oh, I did not teach her that. Don't look at me.
You little munchkin. I may not allow you in the park today. You're going to have to sit in the car all day. This is something called the Flower and Garden Fest, but there will be flowers everywhere. Yeah, I don't need flowers. Sure way to make mommy really mad.
I did not do it.
I don't know what her problem is. But just not at Disney. Being a grump. Yeah, I guess it doesn't belong at Disney somehow.
Epcot, Susie.
This is a Mickey Mouse land.
Okay, now start to
race. I have 700 steps starting again.
Your morning routine?
Yes, you will get probably three times. Well, I think I could. I'm sure we'll see some more.
I'm telling you.
Oh, now you like yellow flowers. I think we go to pick up a Fast Pass Plus for Soarin', and then off to the test track. That's all I would do right now. No, it's supposed to get about 5 degrees warmer. Go around the left. Go over here. No, you gotta go straight first. Good morning.
Okay, I wonder what that was.
Hello.
Yep.
This one too?
Yes, sir.
All good? Sorry, I'm trying to help. Just stop right here.
I like it, but it makes me feel like I possibly did have that issue of being related to me.
Well, and it's sad that they're choosing these songs. All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. Okay. Yeah, and Epcot usually has like some of the best songs, I think. I think there's more space on the left. Go to the left. Well, maybe not. That's what these passes are. This is, used to be a whole lot longer.
Yeah. But even then, it still takes a long time. So, this park doesn't have near as much capacity for people.
It's got like six times the amount. This is the biggest park.
This is the biggest one?
Yes.
And yet there's not nearly as many people here.
No.
But it's just spread out.
And it's three times, it's like two or three times the size of the Magic Kingdom. It can hold about two or three times the number of people. The parking lot's the biggest parking lot, and not everybody comes here, so it's even less crowded, usually.
So I'm curious as to why they would have made it the biggest. They just thought it would be at the more popular?
No, they have the space. They decided to space it out a little bit more, and they wanted to add more lands, more countries, and really showcase different things. Yes.
I love his vest. His hands are lighter. His face is lighter.
Yes.
It'll probably attach your fingerprint now to your card. Stick your finger.
You're over nine, so you have to go.
You have to do the finger. Thank you, Lee.
Oh, we didn't have to for the fast passes, so I...
No. All right, hand me tickets. Good job, dude. Do whatever you want. I want to go get fast passes. Okay.
thought Mom was commenting on all the different colors of green.
Look at those big blue ones.
No. Really? Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe she's stopping to look at the flowers, take pictures. Stop. We lost your mother already. I don't know. No, he doesn't know. Neither, none of us do. Nope, there she is. She's on the other side. Tracy got a request for a photo. I saw him at Target. I actually almost suggested buying him, or at Walmart. We can. I'm trying to get to guest relations real quick.
What, and is in their bathroom?
I think they're right here, actually. Give me your tickets, and I can go get Fastpass Plus if you guys want to go in here to the restrooms. Just Soarin', that's the only thing we're gonna really. Oh, the restrooms are over on the other side. I think there's some right here, too. Yes.
So we're gonna stop at the restrooms.
I'll catch up. I've got my phone. Excuse me, are there Fastpass Plus stops over there too? Just this one?
They got them in the breezeway.
Okay, in the breezeway, thank you. Hi. Yes. Where do I go? All right. Thank you. Hello. Where do I go? What do I do?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi. All right. What do you need? Just start scanning or scan one?
See what we got. You seem to have plenty of.
Yes. I got a feeling I'm going to need to do another one.
Thank you.
All right.
Please stay.
Yo, yes. Soren. It's about the only thing I really care about getting on.
Okay. And you got two pieces over here.
All right. So I got
do C's and go back up. What was the, was there more? One more. Yeah, go back down. We'll do the turtle talk. Looks good. Yeah, sure.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, let me do that. Actually, what's option B, real quick? Soren was possibly. I'll go back to the best match. Because we got a 1 o'clock reservation, and that should work. So, hold on. Looks good.
It doesn't like our finger today for some reason.
Thank you so much. Hey, head up towards the time kiosk thing, and I'll meet you going to test track, okay?
We're coming towards the fountain.
Okay, just keep coming up. I'm standing right in front of the fountains. I'm already done.
Oh, okay. All right. See you there.
All right. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.